I'm sorry.
Thoughts.
I'm very sorry.
Ideas.
I didn't mean to alarm you.
People.
Because I'm sorry.
Caravan maintenance.
I just want to love.
Trundle beds.
I've got love nuggets.
What's that plastic thing doing down there?
Don't touch my muffins.
Shut up, Renee.
Hey.
Quiche.
Whoa, whoa.
Niche.
Wang on.
Niche's quiche.
Wang on. Hey. I'm going to delete the last podcast. Apologies for that. Dad got sad. Sad Simmons. I got sad. I didn't get sad. I was more angry. I was really pissed off. And Frosto. He was Frosto with gusto. It just really pissed me off. The sausage debacle. I mean, it wasn't a debacle. I mean, I guess I did make profit. I made bank. But for the amount of hours put into it and the fact that it was meant to be for launching the Silly Billy Walk, it was basically to get all that happening, which I'm sad to say. Look, it doesn't matter. We'll get into it a bit later. But I hope you're good. I'm sorry if I aroused your interest in maybe my sadness. I didn't open up my emails for a while because I just left, was only looking at my business email. I've got a business email. So thank you for the messages and the concern. There was a couple there of messages that said, what did it say? Something like the topic line, cure for depression. And I was like, thank you for the thoughts, but and thank you. that makes it more triggering. But no, I'm not depressed. I'm actually quite good. I am quite good. I was just overworked, underpaid, and overstressed is what happened during Adelaide. Wonderful. Jesus Christ, this is hot. This microphone's hot. I think I've got a hot mic. Yeah, I think the levels were weird then. Sorry if the levels were weird. It's also because I've set up the my little space. Because I'm going to revamp the podcast. I'm going to do it in a way that I haven't really worked it out yet. But I'm going to do it. Good things are coming for you. That's all I'll say. I've just worked out a few things over the past month. The live show's fantastic. That was really fun. You know, like I said, some were great, some were not. And that's live shows. And I mean, it was really strange because like my Friday sad days, normally the days that I dread the most, best shows possible. And then it was my Sundays and Thursdays, shit house. And Tuesdays, actually. Wednesday's surprisingly good. So I can't work out what's happening there or what I've done to my head or whether it's audience-based. Because it is the audience sometimes. It really is. Like, if you're sitting in an audience where people look uncomfortable because they don't like what's going on and you kind of side with them because you're unsure as well, that's partly me, partly you. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I've got Melbourne happening next week. Oh! So if you're not onto that yet, get your tickets because they've pretty much gone. So I've got three nights there. At the Playhouse in the Arts Centre, which is super posh. So that's a bit of an honour to do that. I'm so rapt. That's such a great thing to be doing. So thank you to my producing team. They're so good to me. God damn it. Look, Yvonne and Nathan and Kathleen, thank you so much. You're really, really good. And Natalie and the marketing crew. You guys are fantastic when it comes to getting people in. Even the people you don't really want in sometimes, who are just like, what the fuck's this guy talking about? I'm happy they're there because sometimes I retain part of that audience. You know, I'm in the sunset of my career. I'm well aware of it. Like, I was weirdly listening to a podcast this morning. Not weirdly listening at all. I was just listening to one. Just listening. I really like the Louis Theroux podcast. I think it's great. The Nick Cave interview one was tremendous. And I don't even like Nick Cave, but I now love him. I adore him. Musically, not my man, but fantastic interview, really interesting mind. His thoughts on grief because of his son's dying. Do you know what his favorite, his absolute favorite thing to get at an Italian delicatessen is sun-dyed tomatoes. That's terrible. I didn't even do that properly. I mean, where do sun-dried tomatoes come from? Semi-sun-dried. Anyway, he's had two sons have died. It's awful. And just his thoughts on that and how he dealt with the death of his 15-year-old. And he was saying how it made him a better person in terms of a better person at doing life because he could understand death and grief more. totally made sense to me. But anyway, he's talking to Tan. I'm going to get his surname wrong. Tan, someone or other, who is the he's from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, or Queer Eye, I think it's just called now. And he is the Pakistani Muslim gay guy, who I don't think is Islamic anymore, or still. Anyway, really interesting conversation about. Damn it! Where was I going with that? Oh yes, just being in fear of being over 40 in this kind of industry, thinking, well, what do I do now? So, and I was like, yeah, you know, I feel like that as well, but I'm sure I can funnel my talent elsewhere. And that's what I want to do with the podcast, because I was also inspired by the Adam Buxton podcast in the way that I could make this thing really fantastic if I want to. It might come in the guise of a different name, and I might keep this podcast more conversational and me checking in with you and seeing how you are and how I am and talking about my life, but I might be funneling it towards something else. Anyway, we'll wait. I'm not going to talk too much because I'm full of pies in the sky. I think the Silly Billy walk is dead. It's dead for the time being. Now, don't get weird at me. It's just too much to do, and I wanted to do it at the end of the sausage sizzle run at the Adelaide Fringe, but it just became too much work. I was kind of left a little bit high and dry on the sausage sizzle, and I was exhausted afterwards. So I've had a week off, and now I'm feeling a lot better. And yeah, it's behind me. No more animal fats. Just, it's done. It's done. And thank you to everybody who helped with it. And that's mainly, I'll thank you all later properly in person. It'd be better. But yeah, it was definitely a process, but I'm glad it's over. Oh my God. I don't want to look at a barbecue. I don't want to look at a sausage. That's for sure. I've got no interest in looking at sausages anymore. I'm done with sausages. I have, an ode to sausages from an old show that I'm going to do at the end of the podcast. Hang out for that, because it's really good. It is really good. It was from a great show called Death of a Salesman. Sail, as in a windsurfer, sail. Which I loved. I adored that show. And it was nominated for the big award in Edinburgh. And I think it was mainly unloved in Australia. But yeah, conceptually a really deep show in terms of the absurdity of taking an idea right to the edge about a muesli bar baron. Anyway, it was a lot of work. So I'm going to give you a little bit of that at the end of the podcast. And what else have I got? What else have I got going on? I should play something now, shouldn't I? No, not really. I just want to talk to you. Anyway, so the sausages, it wasn't worth it in the end. It definitely was not worth it. It did teach me some lessons, though, I think, about business, who to work with, what is said at the beginning of a business relationship. That's really important. Not just to expect that things will happen when they don't happen. So that's been a really good lesson. And I will pivot those skills, or lack thereof my skills, towards something else, and now know what to do and how to approach this stuff, if that makes sense. You know, I'm learning. Yes, the podcast. So I'm going to pivot it elsewhere. I've learned a few things. Like my whole hunting for my Aboriginal ancestry, that's kind of hit a dead wall or a dead end. I'm kind of at the point with that where I'm like, all right, I can just leave that alone for a bit. I might do a little bit of research at an archive in Victoria, but that feels like it's, heading to an end. UK, that's coming up. So I will be heading to the UK at the end of the year. That's it. I don't care. I'm doing it. I'm going over there. I'm going to rekindle what I've got left there and yeah, just see what's happening. Like, I've got nothing really going on beyond Melbourne. So that's the danger zone. And I think after that, that's when I will look for work and see what I can do and where to turn my skills. And I'm not really worried about that, because I will sit on a little bit of money and get myself through it. I'm not going to worry and stress. I've got like a little blanket, a security blanket there. It is a security blanket, isn't it? A little Laddy Linus blanket. Yeah, I think I'm a little bit done with being in the gig economy. And for those of you listening on who understand that, you'll totally understand it. And for those of you who don't understand it, there is such a stress in your heart and head when you just have to keep peddling and peddling to keep yourself financially afloat, looking for the next job. It's really hard. And I think it's, you know, it's grown up time. I've spoken about this before, but I knew I had these shows coming up, so I knew I couldn't commit to something, but now I've got time to commit. So I'm going to be looking for work and boring you with that. Well, maybe not boring you. I'm still going to keep a bloody Fresh eye for the wank guy. That's what we'll call it. Fresh eye, or, you know, good eye. One good eye for the dick, for the neck. The one-eyed snake, the one-eyed trouser snake guy. That's me. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to, I guess, yeah, I mean, because I'm sober as fuck as well. Like, I still have not succumbed to the demon drink. And it's coming up to 100 days. I know it's past 100 days, so I think. Anyway, and that's a good thing. I don't even care. I don't even look at it. And I don't have to be worried. It's something that I feel I've moved past in my life. And if you do struggle with it, look, I am definite proof. I never thought I'd be able to stop, to be honest with you. But I am definite proof for you that you can actually do it if you want to. And I didn't even really want to. I just got sick of doing it. And I saw I didn't even see an opportunity. It just happened. This just happened. And I'm really grateful that it has happened. And I hope to goodness, touching wood here, that I can continue doing this. Because, yeah, I don't want to. I don't want to anymore. I want to be present. I want my mood to be. I mean, it's kind of strange. Because, like, in the last podcast where I got really upset, it sounded like I wasn't measuring my mood, but I was. I really was. I dealt with a stressful thing. And look, if anybody deserves to drink, and you will know one day, but I deserve to drink. And yeah, I feel no need to reward myself anymore for getting through shit. I've just got to get through it. So anyway, goddamn, what has this turned into? Is it anything worth listening to anymore? But if not, and it's not, it will die. This podcast will die a natural death, and I'll reinvigorate or reincarnate as something else. So I'm looking into it at the moment, and I'm very excited about looking into it and changing things. Things still upset me, though, and I'll tell you about that after. Like, very funny as well. I've got a great scenario that's happening at school at the moment. So on the other side of this, I'm going to tell you all about it. You're going to love it. Get into this. I don't know what it is. And you know what? I might even be coming toward the end of old little sound grabs. So that feels like it's a natural death for potentially this podcast, but we'll wait and see. Anyway, I've got a funny story for you in a second. Let's listen to this.
Nick Cave. He's been an icon in the Australian music industry for over 30 years, and now he's releasing his debut preschool kids album, Nick Cave, Songs in the Key of Children. With this haunting ode to those other great Australian music icons, The Wiggles.
Why so many colours? Have you thought about black instead of stupid skivvies and your big red car?
Dora the Explorer.
Well, I don't believe you heard the story of Dora. She traveled around the world like a Spanish whore.
Play school.
And I think there's a bear in there. And I think there's a chair as well. There are people with music and games. And I think there's some stories to tell. Open wide and you come inside. Is your mommy there? Cause it's play school.
Nursery rhymes.
Hey, diddle diddle. The cat and the fiddle.
Humpty Dumpty.
Humpty Dumpty.
Humpty Dumpty.
Humpty Dumpty.
Humpty Dumpty.
Humpty Dumpty.
And who could forget the Weet-Bix song?
This is a Weet-Bix song. Rinse your bowl when you eat Weet-Bix.
Nick Cave, Songs in the Key of Children. The perfect birthday party gift.
Oh, what did you listen to? What did you listen to? What did you listen to, Mum? I at school, this is funny. And I don't think anybody from my school listens to this. It's where my daughter goes to school. But there's a new... Oh, this is so fun. I love this. I love it. And it's causing a scandal and they don't even know it. So there is a new couple at school and they have a kid in kindy. Now, how would I describe them? They, you really know they're there. So the fella dresses really well. Look, it seems like they're in the wrong suburb, basically. And I'm not judging anyone driving a Tesla, but they've got a brand new Tesla. And this is the problem. Now, I'm going to get to the bottom of that in a second. Okay, but I'm just going to point them out to you. Or just paint a picture of them for you. He dresses immaculately. He looks amazing, like always. And, you know, there's no... You know, of course, you can't look at that and go, oh, fuck you for dressing good. He dresses beautifully. Like, I'm talking suits with a cravat and that kind of thing. Little leather shoes with no socks. And looks a million bucks. He looks like he smells terrific. I haven't really met him properly, apart from a few like smiles across the playground. I've met his partner. She seems really lovely as well. She's very arty and fashionable, wears statement hats, like big hats. So they've got a look, and they're quite commanding, quite loud in the playground, around, you know, parents when they're milling and stuff. You really know they're there. They're doing life well, basically. Whereas, you know, me and my partner look like rat bags that turn up. And it seems like they're a little bit more eastern suburbs, or like a posher suburb than what they're actually. It's odd. But the problem is, as nice as they may be, they're parking the Tesla right out the front of the school, right in front of the school gate, and it's a driveway to a locked gate where the kids come in and out. You just don't park there. Like, no one should ever park there. But there's no stopping signs. But I can't understand how they don't understand that you can't park a Tesla or any car in that space. And then, like, have people on their bikes have to then lift their bikes onto the gutter. They can't naturally roll into the school gates. It's crazy to me. And it's not just me. It's other parents are getting really angry about it. But everybody, no one wants to say anything because they don't want to be the arsehole. But everyone knows that I am the arsehole. I've said something, but all I've said to the guy was like, look at you, you've got the bloody rock and roll car park today. You got the bloody rock and roll park. And then I saw him later that day at pickup, so it was early in the morning, and he's like, ah, yeah. And then I was like, hey, man, how's that? You got it twice in a row, bloody back to back. And he goes, oh, someone's got her. And I'm thinking to myself, no, you fucking don't got her. It's a driveway to a children's bloody primary school, mate. And it's pissing me off so much. But not only, I'm not the one that's getting upset at this, but other people are getting really upset at the fact that they're then also creating a vibe by leaving the doors open on the Tesla, pumping music and doing hangouts there afterwards. And like, just as you walk out the gate, I enter from a different gate. So I don't have to I don't have to look at it. But apparently it's really annoying because then they're commanding kind of a little show that goes on. Anyway, look, I'm loving it. I love it. And I love how much it's pissing off the parents. It doesn't really piss me off because I don't get to see it. I only see it on a Friday is when I leave that gate. But I can see the frustration. I can definitely see the frustration in parking a car in front of a school gate where bikes need to ride. I cannot fathom how they can't see it. And I can't understand how they can't know. Because they must realise that, oh, look, the car parks. Like, it would be, if it was a legal car park with a gutter, you'd be like, oh, look, I'm so lucky that I get this car park every time. But because it's a driveway entrance to a locked gate, so if an emergency happens at the school, those gates have to open. So it's obviously a hazard. But I've got to say it, they can't be stupid because they look like they're loaded with money. They can't be stupid. So I don't know what's going through their head to park there to think, oh, look, it's here again. Oh, look, this perfect car park in front of the school gates, here again. Oh, look, it's here again. I can't understand how they can't understand it. So it's building up as well. You can tell there's going to be some tenseness. And one of the dads is, two of the dads actually, it's only dads at the moment. It's actually a couple of mums that are angry about it as well. And it's not like I'm bitching about it. It's just they've mentioned it to me. I'd normally be the bitch talking about it in the playground. Oh, it's very funny. It's building up. One dad's furious. Like, furious. And I think what it is, it's the fact that it's a Tesla and the statement hat. It's just a bit much. I mean, that's enough to kind of, like, irk some people. Not so much me. That's fine. Be who you are. But you can't then park in front of the school gate and do that. So we've been thinking about creating our own vibe where I rock up in my mother-in-law's Hyundai i20 or whatever it is and creating our own vibe there dressed in like a Bintang t-shirt. Anyway, very funny. It's funny and it takes my mind off stuff. It's just petty. We're petty. We're being petty people. And sometimes it's good to be petty people. I like being a petty person. I'm a petty person, poo. Anyway, so that's been going on, which is I'm loving. I'm loving the entertainment value. I am looking forward to continuing the podcast, by the way. I am. And maybe Niche will continue. Maybe it's just a little, not even, it won't be a money thing, just a little subscriber thing. And you can only get it if you subscribe on Patreon. But it means you can subscribe on Patreon and not give money. And I'll just go out to a select group of people. I like that idea because then I'm keeping it, I don't know, in the family. And if you do subscribe, you know it's especially just for you. And then creating something outside of it. So you won't have to pay for it, is what I'm saying. But then, yeah, I might create something outside of this that requires work and focus. Because I just can't multi-skill creatively anymore. I realized after after Adelaide, I just can't do it. I was trying to creatively do a show and write something at the same time. Impossible. I can do one thing a day. One thing creatively a day. Otherwise, I'm really good at multitasking. So a podcast, if I have to prepare for it and it's got a theme and there's things I have to learn for it, great. That's something that would take a day, then record it in the morning the next day. That's done. That's a peg out of the way. Instead of me thinking I can do a little creative thing every day on a whole lot of different things, like chipping away at a whole lot of big things with a little chisel is not good for me. I need to chip away at the big thing for a whole day, and then I make some work, then I move on to the next pebble. Anyway, does this make sense to anyone? Like, some people are able to do that, I'm not. And I'm sober as fuck, so I should be able to do this, but I'm not. I was using alcohol as an excuse to think I couldn't get things done, and I realise it's not that, it's me. I need to focus in certain, it doesn't matter, whatever. Shut up. Hey, yeah, you shut up. Yeah, anyway, what else has been, oh yes, my little Luna, your little poo bum girl, Jinxie, bing boom. Oh Jesus, I said something weird at the end of that, which I was like, boom boom, doesn't matter, whatever. She started playing cello, so we got her into string beans. They're called the string beans. That's the little string beans program out of a school, very cute, and she's taken up cello, and I've got to say, and I'm not just being a proud dad, because certain things she's just not, you know, she's not taken to. Like, she tried piano, didn't like it. Tried guitar, didn't like it. Soccer, didn't like it. Good at it, but didn't like it. Cello, she's taken to it. And she's good at it. And she still gets frustrated if she doesn't get it right. But she requires me just to show one thing. Then she'll get frustrated and they go, oh, I can do it. And then she does it. And she does it. And she does it well. So I'm really, really proud of her. I'm trying to not tell her you're great at this. I'm just like, how do I buoy you and keep you interested in it? I'm not forcing her to practice, but she's coming down and she wants to do it herself. So fingers crossed it's looking good, but you never know. But also with her is the readings clicked, which is fantastic. So she's kind of crossed the threshold where she's able to now link words. So instead of spelling out words letter by letter, she's linking the whole words. Thank fuck. I thought I had a little bloody little idiot. But no, she's finally getting it. And that's really, really, that's so exciting. So that's been, yeah. I mean, that type of stuff, I guess, you know, if you are a parent, you're not a parent, you do have these worries thinking, oh no, academically, my kid's not able to do it. But just some kids just get into it at certain levels. I imagine she's not going to be good at maths, but that's just me saying that. Yeah, I've just got a feeling she won't be good at maths, and that's fine. I was never good at maths. But yeah, anyway. So that's been a really, really cute thing, is watching her little evolution on the cello and watching her read just beautifully and really trying. And yeah, it's gorgeous. It's really, really, really gorgeous. Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to do massive long podcasts, by the way. They're not going to go for an hour. They're just going to go for whenever. I'm not about to stop it now, but I'm just saying I'm not going to pressure myself to go to an hour, because then I feel like I'm really annoying you by reaching for things that are not funny or revealing too much. Maybe I reveal too much. Yeah, I don't want to reveal too much. I mean, I do. I mean, I've got privacy. I mean, I do. There are certain things I don't talk about with people. I've got private things, man. God, I'm a very private person. I actually am, even though I get on stage and bloody put it all out there. I'm private. Privo. Anyway, so what was I going to talk to you about? I did want to mention something to you. I don't know. Anyway, I'll play something for you right now, and I'll come back with something. I have got something. Hang on a sec.
Just stick it in your problem hole.
Dear Sam, in this age of violence and paranoia, I'm scared for my cat's safety. How do you bomb-proof a cat? From Leanne in Applecross.
That's an easy one. Just carefully wrap it up in a doona, then stick it in a backpack. Everyone loves a backpack cat, and no more bawang. Stick that in your problem hole. Love, Sam.
Just stick it in your problem hole.
I have been getting into rave and house and trance music. I'm not just saying that. I've really been enjoying it. I found someone on social media that I really like who's around my age. He's just playing bangers, and they make me feel good. And I thought it was trash music, but it's not trash music. And I remember it vividly from my young days, particularly my young teenage days. This is revealing of me being a young, would have been 13-year-old boy. I ran away from home to live with my half-brother in Melbourne, who you've heard about before, gay guy. But he was like, in the dance scene. But he wasn't like a big raver, but he was part of that scene. And I used to go along, and I just remember all these bangers and house music from the age of 13. Awesome stuff. Love it. KLF, rah rah. But anyway, this guy on Instagram has been reminding me of all this stuff. And, I know some people just absolutely despise this. My dear friend Tom Henry in Adelaide, shout out Tom. Hello, Tombo. He listens every now and then. Love you, buddy. I've got you a really special little present coming in the mail. It's some steel. If you haven't got it yet, which I haven't actually bought all the stuff for it. I've only bought one element for it, but it's going to have a little tiny, a new coffee filter pot. It's got some steel clothes pegs for his line, because he's got old wooden ones that go mouldy, or plastic ones that get brittle in the sun. So I got him steel, stainless steel pegs for his washing line, a little new little coffee pot, and what else am I going to chuck in there? I don't know, I'll find something else for him as well. But I always like getting a little thing that he needs in his house, because he's very thrifty. He won't buy stuff that he doesn't need, but he does need a new coffee pot, and his pegs are shit, so he needs new pegs. Anyway, hello, Tom. He hates trance and house music and stuff. Like, I can't imagine him liking... I imagine some of it he'd be okay with it, but mostly he'd be like, oh, yuck, what are you listening to? But yeah, the trashier the better. I've really been enjoying it. So that's been my reinvigorated love with house music, which is such a shit thing to be getting into. I love it. I love it. And the other thing I'm looking to do is last year's show, which I didn't do enough with, like nothing happened, and I did put so much work into it. It was content was the show, and it was the multimedia extravaganza, which I don't think people really, really, maybe it was a bit too, I don't know. It's definitely not this year's show. This year's show is just dumb. But last year's show had a real backbone and spine to it, but I don't think people really loved it. But I am going to record it as a special, but I want to record it somewhere really ridiculous. I was thinking like in a JB Hi-Fi or somewhere where there's a lot of multimedia visual stuff, like a Harvey Norman, or I mean a Harvey Norman would be fantastic, but it's just how do I get in contact with those kind of people to record a special in there, because I just think it could look really, really good and really weird. I don't think anybody's recorded a special in a Harvey Norman, that's for sure. But it seems like the right place to do a show that's about multimedia and YouTube and content and social media and stuff. So I'm going to try and get my head around that. I mean, it's not a big thing on that. That's just like, if I can get to it before the end of the year, that would be a nice thing to do, and put it out for free would be a great thing to do, actually. I think I'd want to do it in front of an audience at Harvey Norman. I mean, it's a great idea, but maybe I want to do it next to some bins. Imagine in a rubbish tip. Somewhere, I just want to, look, the trash, if you saw the show, maybe you've got some ideas as to where it could be shot as a filmed live show. Anyway, I think that could be something fun, but yeah, something dirgy and weird to suit the show could be a great idea. I don't think my management have any interest in recording it, so I think I'll just do it myself. So anyway, so what else was going to... Yeah, that's right. Anyway, so yes, Daddy's going to be job hunting soon, so that's very exciting. I'm going to probably try and push my way out of the arts, because I realise within the arts, there's a lot of people who were in the arts, and they don't want someone like me coming to the arts, because they'll either be like, oh, fucking don't let him in, because I might have done a little bit better in the arts than they did. Do you understand what I'm saying there? There'll be some arts jealousy. So I imagine a failed, like a comedian that's kind of failed, who is now working in the arts, if they see me with a job application, will get shitty and go, don't you fucking come in here, mate. So I think I'm going to look for stuff outside of the arts, but I'm not too sure what. But I need to use things that combine my skills. Oh, fuck, I'm back to square one. I'm back to square one, you assholes. Anyway, I'm going to drop in now some audio things that I've got from some listeners, and we'll be back in a sec. Hang on a tick. Also, let me know if I should delete last week's podcast or not. Maybe I'll just leave it in there, like, and I can go back and listen to it and think about stuff. In the meantime, here's a message. It just says Pacific Highway. I've had these banging around for a while, so I don't know who they're at. You know who you are. But this, yeah, I don't know who this message is from. I don't know what it's about, but, here we go. We're going to have a listen.
Hi, Sam. Just finished your episode on, I think it was episode 51.
What was that?
You asked people to reach out to say if they've tried Reed Avocados after your recommendation. Cass and I definitely have.
Hi. Hi, Cass.
And they are fucking incredible.
Yeah.
They are nice and buttery.
Yep.
Big. They are big, yes. Yep. So you can use them multiple times. Like, they last...
Can you?
Well, yeah, you can use them, like, twice-ish. Like, over two or 3 days.
You can save the rest of it. That
I eat it.
Yeah, there we go. You can save the rest of it.
Yeah, use it twice.
Yeah. You can save the rest of it. There's more to save. There's more to eat.
Yeah, totally.
So, we're a bunch of idiots, Sam. So when you can eat, you can use it, you know, you're making burgers and you're putting it on your burger, you can have it on...
Can I put it on a burger?
Two nights of burgers rather than the one.
What are you talking about? Avocado in a burger.
Or a Whopper salad, which we made for our family Christmas recently. It was a big hit.
Really?
Got finished, which is lovely.
Oh, that's amazing.
But yeah, love the Reed Avocados, love the podcast.
Oh.
Fuck, my dreams have been intense lately. Not really funny and fun for the podcast, but...
He doesn't mind.
Oh, no, yeah, I don't. True, but I can't think of any right now, so I'll try recall one later.
Please do.
Anyway, bye, Sam.
All right, bye.
Love you.
Bye, Cass.
Love you, Sam.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, yes, they're right about the Reed Avocados, but not in a burger. Never. What are you doing? I mean, I guess maybe a chicken burger, but you're not putting... If you're putting avocado on a beef burger, I'm sorry... I'm going to have to walk you out of this conversation. There's just something about hot and avocado I still don't understand. But yes, they're big. They're big and plump. And they're plentiful still. They're everywhere. And I've just noticed people are still not, because they're really cheap. And maybe I'm an idiot trying to put it out there, because people are still not eating them. They're preferable to a Haas, you idiots. They're better than a Haas, you idiots. Thank you, Cass and mate. I'm sorry, I've now lost who people are with these voice messages. Now, this next one says scabies, and I think there's another one about scabies, but I reckon it'll be the same guy.
G'day Sam, Brad here.
Hi Brad, New Zealand.
My third voice message I may have sent you.
Yeah, I like Brad, he's good.
Probably sick of listening to me at this stage.
No, I'm not, I like you. What?
I thought I was compelled to message you.
Please.
I have been converted to the Reed Avocado.
Oh, look, here we go.
To Harris Farms.
Yes.
Two for $5.
Yes.
They're great.
Are they?
They are quite confusing at times because they don't look like they're ripe.
Mm.
Often they don't always feel like they're ripe, similar to some of the Haas ones that I'll be used to.
They're amazing.
But they are exceptional. And I actually made guacamole... in the half of the avocado.
That's
actually
great.
I was able to mash it in situ.
Yep.
I hope that's a correct word.
Mm-hmm. He's a chemist.
And I could just imagine you doing the same at Luna Park.
Yeah.
Like, anyway.
I thought it was about scabies.
very pretentious, but also extremely delicious.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. I think you needed to hear that. It's great. Very good. I actually wanted to say something last week. I mean, you mentioned last episode you're concerned about scabies.
Right.
Hopefully that threat has passed.
Yeah.
And all that the last tenants of the apartment you're living in left you were the Bolivian nose bears on the plate under the bed.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, that's right.
Hopefully you didn't have to go to the pharmacy to pick up some Lyclair cream for your scabies. Also the same cream that people use for pubic lice, but
okay,
that's another story. Yeah, that's all, mate.
Thank you, Brad.
Reed Avocados, we are a go.
Oh, he's a good boy. He's a good boy, isn't he? So Brad's a chemist, if I remember correctly, and so he knows about scabies. By the way, good Lord, we've got so many nits at our house, which I don't believe you've got to. I think you've got to burn the sheets when it comes to, or you've got to methylate the sheets when you've got scabies. But that's right, I forgot. I mentioned I had scabies. I thought I had scabies from staying in a dodgy apartment. But geez, we've been covered in nits. It's quite fun though. I really like it. I think I've mentioned before, it's like caveman computer games when you're kind of combing them out of your kid's head and you pop them if they're big. Anyway, we've had some massive ones. They're going around, the filthy little bastards. Now, okay, I've got another message here, obviously about about the scabies. I think this is someone different again. Let's go.
Hey, Sam. This is Bree.
Hi, Bree.
I wanted to tell you the story about how scabies ate my baby.
Ugh.
Now, it's not a true story, but the concept is.
Okay.
Because when you're talking about scabies, I had some PTSD flashback moments when one of my old housemates brought scabies into the house, and it sounds really gross, doesn't it? Like it's pretty fucked, to be honest.
It's gross. It is gross.
And they don't like to go away.
No.
So I successfully got rid of them ages ago, and you know, the thought stayed with me. And anytime you get a little itch somewhere, you'd be like, oh, is that scabies?
Yeah, the worst.
Anyways, I was dating this guy, and we used to go to each other's houses and get up to mischief, and this one time I thought I had scabies, so I said to him, don't bother coming over, I'm gonna be pretty upfront with you, but I think I've got scabies. Now, it wasn't too long before this I thought I was pregnant, and turns out I actually wasn't pregnant.
Okay.
And the guy, when I told him that I wasn't pregnant, he said that scabies ate my baby.
Oh, well, there you go.
And I thought, you know what, like, that's just, it's kind of got a bit of a ring to it, but
it's very Nirvana.
Long short of it, I was never pregnant. I just thought I was, and not long after that, I thought I had scabies.
Oh, do you know what it
and
is?
And I also did not.
It's Silverchair.
So a bit of PTSD there, and and a really funky name.
That's great. Thank you for that. I know exactly what it is. It's from. Look, I'm not a Silverchair fan. I don't mind that Walking in a Straight Line song, but they're not really my jam. But, oh my God, just remember that song that baby's got rabies in the middle of the Andes. Anyway, it was that song. I think that's where he got it from, scabies ate my babies. Well, I'm glad you got rid of the scabies. Awful, awful pests they are. Awful, awful things. Still defecating under your skin. Awful, awful thing. Rub some bloody Reed avocado on it. Okay, well, thank you for those voice messages. I'm sorry it's taking me so long to get around to them. Bloody sausages got in the way. The fucking sausages, they just ruined me. Anyway, speaking of sausages, this is an excerpt from my live show that I did, 2014, I think this is from. God, it's 10 years old. Oh, this was a great show. I loved it. It was called Death of a Salesman. And it was about a muesli bar baron who got lost at sea on his windsurfer. And he has to face death. And this at this point here in the show, so there's an audio recording coming up, and I'm going to be doing it live with it. I've just got to set it up before I do it. And at this point in the story, he is starving. He doesn't want to eat any more seafood. He's been eating oysters. He's subsisting on nothing. He found a floated coconut. But he's really, really hungry, and he's daydreaming of eating sausages. So, and he's basically talking to a voice in his head, which is him. So it's him talking to him. Imagine he's floating on a surfboard in the middle of the ocean. The windsurf sail is there. Anyway, on a windsurfer, he's staring into the gaping anus of death, basically. So, yeah, I think that's all I need to set it up. And I'm gonna do it for you right now. All right, hang on a tick.
What are you doing?
I'm hungry.
I'll cheer up.
But I'm really hungry.
Just eat a muesli bar.
I want to eat a muesli bar.
I don't know. Well, eat the oyster.
I don't want any more oysters.
Fuck, eat your mustache for all I care.
Just so hungry. Just all I really want is a sausage. I just want to eat a sausage. I just want sausages. Just of all the food that's in the world, I just want to eat a little sausage.
You know you really shouldn't eat meat.
Yeah, I know. I just really want a sausage. I don't know, just any sausage.
Even the Bunnings ones?
Yeah.
Yuck.
What?
You know, it's really weird when you think about it.
What's weird?
Like just killing something and then just eating it.
Hmm.
Imagine eating a baby.
What do you mean?
Well, you know when you see a really cute little baby and you just want to bite it?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't. So what's your favourite sausage?
I don't really have one.
I'm quite fond of a cevapcici.
Ooh, skinless sausage, man.
Yeah.
Like a freshly circumcised Jewish boy.
So you fancy yourself a bit of a sausage connoisseur?
Yeah, I reckon I know.
All right, we'll make a game then. I'll name the sausage, you describe the origin.
Like a sausage challenge?
Sausage challenge.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
Cumberland sausage.
English goes well with HP sauce.
That is correct, sir.
Thank you.
All right, the pork and fennel sausage.
It's Southern Italian in its lineage and goes well with a polpette.
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you.
Bratwurst.
German.
Salami.
Sicilian.
Cipollata.
That's a teeny, tiny sausage.
Black pudding.
It's a yucky sausage.
The chorizo sausage.
It's like a sexual Latino kind of sausage.
Yeah? Beef sausages.
Come from cows.
Chicken sausages.
Come from cages.
Turkey sausages?
They come from turkey.
Well, you're like a bloody sausage savant.
I'm the Forrest Gump of sausages.
But you know, there's another type of sausage.
Go on, tell me more.
It's a sausage that legend tells us is the most delicious of all the sausages.
Is it penguin?
No. The human sausage.
What?
People sausages. I mean, maybe it's about time we just started to eat people again.
What do you mean again?
Well, we used to eat people.
Bullshit.
Well, what do you think happened to all the Cro-Magnons and Neanderthals?
No way, no way.
Look it up. We ate them. I know initially it's going to seem pretty weird, but I mean, look, the population's booming. I mean, eventually we're going to run out of food. It's inevitable.
But it's people.
Yeah, but we'll do it humanely.
Ah, humanely, you say?
We can grow them on farms.
What, like free-range people kind of thing?
Yeah, and we'll give them plenty of room.
What, to like run around and dig and play? I mean, seriously, I mean, these are human beings. I mean, are you serious here?
Yeah, but, you know, it's for the greater good.
God, that's so depressing.
You know, that's actually a really good idea.
What's that?
Well, depression. I mean, you can get depressed people to volunteer as assisted farm-bred euthanasia suicide sausages.
No!
Or we can have like a sausage lotto on the television, like the Vietnam War Army Draft.
Oh my God.
Or if we get really desperate, we can just start hunting people.
Why don't you put that on the television?
Yeah, it'd rate well. It'd be like the Hunger Games.
It's a movie.
You know what we should do? We should eat all the murderers and the rapists and the pedophiles.
Hey, that's a bit too far. Hang on.
But why stop there? I mean, if things are really, really bad, we can move on to eating old people and retirees. I mean, they've already lived a life. Fuck it, let's eat them. Let's eat the elderly.
Hey man, I think that's going a bit too far.
Nah, we should like force old people out of retirement and then into sausage booths.
What the fuck is a sausage booth?
Well, it's like a telephone booth, but like for mincing up old people into sausages.
I'm not following this at all, okay?
Nah, say like an old fella pops inside the booth, punches in his social security number, then like, vump, jeow.
What's vump, jeow?
It's a noise, like the thresher would make, like, vump, jeow. No, it's a thresher, like the floor opens up, he gets minced, turned into sausages, makes total sense.
You're totally fucked in the head.
I mean, I'd rather be minced up with like a bunch of fragrant rosemary and sage than rot away alone in a nursing home like a gone-off grandpop.
What do you mean like a gone-off grandpop? What's a gone-off grandpop?
I mean like old people left alone in nursing homes. It's sad.
Yeah, well you don't have to eat them, do you?
You know, sometimes I wish I was Chinese.
Why?
Chinese people.
Yeah.
Well, they seem to like their old people.
Yeah, not to eat.
No, like they all live together, like, you know, grandma and grandpa, like, and all the grandchildren.
Isn't that like a racist generalisation right there?
And the Mexicans as well.
I like Mexicans.
Italians, Greeks, they love their nonna and papa. They like old people.
Yeah, sometimes wish I was Greek with a ya-ya.
I like Greeks as well. Yeah. I like their mythology.
Yeah.
Minotaurs and Pegasuses and Zeuses. What's that one with like the horse's bottom half and then a man's top half? A
centaur.
Yeah, centaurs.
Yeah.
I wonder what a Greek would taste like.
What are you trying to do?
What flavour are you?
No, I can't. I can't taste me.
Go on, just have a bite.
No.
Just get in there.
I can't do it.
Go on, just have one. Yes, just have a bite.
Oh, my God.
Get in there. Come. Just have a... Yes, one bite.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Oh, God. So what's going on here is... that was the end of it, by the way. It's just a part of the show. God, it was a fun show to do. But at this point, it's cannibalism. So I start to try and eat my own arm. It was pretty shocking because on stage I actually had a blood pellet that I put into a capsule and I burst it as I was trying to eat my own arm. There you go. That was it. I hope the music gets through. That's the only problem with these podcasts is sometimes if you put background music. That was Ianucci. Anyway. Yeah, sorry, I had to turn that off. That was a great show. Sorry, my delivery on that wasn't spectacular because I haven't done it in 10 years. It still holds up, though. Some themes about, I don't know, euthanasia and... I mean, it's my typical fodder, basically. I kind of haven't changed my bloody style. He hasn't changed his style in a while, has he? Hang on. Oh, God damn it, the background music's going nuts. Jesus Christ. Hang on, it's all right. Sorry. The one thing I noticed, I've been going through a lot of my old material to promote shows coming up with old bits of galas and a special I did on Stan. Jeez, I used to swear a lot. And I think that was through nerves. I definitely don't swear that much anymore. I occasionally swear. I don't say fuck a lot, but I do say cunt. Just because there's just something precise about it and its profanity and just the execution of it is just, Australians just do very well. So I still have that one in there, but, not so much other ones anymore. Anyway, well, that's the podcast this week. I haven't done a thinky topic. I haven't bloody done one because that's just trying to try and I'm stepping back just to have a look at the podcast. It's not under the microscope. I'm just looking at it externally, just thinking, what can I do to revamp this in a way? I do need to talk to Tim. So Tim, if you are listening, I will give you a call. Tim is a fantastic producer, musician, lover, carer, who looks after Sean and Marley. Fantastic person. So I will get in contact with you because you've got some ideas about what I can do with the podcast to keep it, fresh. And different things to do. I should start filming it. That's the one thing. But I think I might film the next incarnation of the podcast. Which I don't know what that's going to be yet. But I've got ideas. I've got some very sassy ideas about what I want to do with it. Anyway. So watch this space. Listen to this space, people. I love you. I thoroughly recommend. I mean, it's if you need promotion. But I'm loving the Louis Theroux podcast. If you're looking for something else to listen to. I think it's quite magnificent. Anyway, I hope you have... Thank you for reaching out, everybody. If you do want to send some messages, keep sending them through. You don't have to, but I'd love it if you do. All my love to you. I hope you're doing well. And if you are a person who drives a Tesla, don't park it at the front of a fucking school gate, you fucking idiot! Anyway, all my love to you. Enjoy your week. Bye!